Our Troy Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Jonathan Rodvelt. It is brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. And it's hard-pressed to, coach, really find a team playing much better than your squad in the TVL. You've won seven straight, 10 of your last 11. A win Tuesday night against Wetmore, 64-51. I'll go here. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in your team's ability in playing its best basketball here once we get to Substate?
Oh, I would say a 10. I mean, we are playing well, but there's definitely a lot of things that we still got to clean up. Obviously, I'm a defensive coach, and we've given up a lot of points this year compared to the last couple of years. So there's always lots to work on. Actually, we really haven't shot the ball tremendously well the last week and a half. So there's there's a lot of growth there that we can have. I think we'll catch fire again here. However, we are making some better decisions. Last night was really encouraging. We attacked the zone and got to the gaps, and we're going to see some zone here. So overall, we really haven't gotten to work on our zone offense all that much. That's kind of what we do, I guess. We just have kind of followed the same plan every year of what we want to work on, and all credit to the boys. They continue to get better, and they continue to listen, and you kind of get as many chinks out of the armor as you can, and then we have our depth comes along, and so really happy with how some of our bench players are starting to play, and we've gotten at least one of our injured players back, and that's Jack Hartman, and that'll be kind of a little bit here and there for him. But, I think we just we seem to finish strong. We did well during the tournament, and I think that's all about recovery.
Well, just a couple weeks left, and I want to get kind of the early thoughts here as we look now really at the Substate standings. Onega is hosting, and, really the top three teams right now record-wise have kind of separated themselves. You guys are in the mix. Centralia, double-digit win team so far, and then Burlingame had a really good season as well. How far ahead do you kind of look at a potential matchup? What's kind of the preparation, and what do you do specifically as we get a little bit closer to Substate?
Everybody looks and sees who their sub-state is. We kind of figured that the top three teams were probably going to be Burlingame, Centralia, and us. So it's been, we were kind of sitting in third there, a ways back in third. And we got to the TVL tournament and played pretty well, only dropped one game there, and I got to play Centralia, and anytime you play against a team that you're kind of, you're battling for a sub-state position with, you've got to win those games, because that's basically a two-game flip there, giving a team a loss and you getting a win. So we've had the opportunity, kind of out of luck, to be able to play somebody twice in the same year that's in your sub-state. Most likely we'll see them again. You look ahead a little bit. You're always aware. But you have to, it's got to be the next practice that you have to win. You have to win the next game as well. And we're really focused on where we are going to finish up in the league. It's one of our goals. Obviously, we would need some help, to get into the top spot for league, but we want to finish as well as we can.
Well, quite a few ranked teams right now in the TVL. Your team actually jumps into the first time, the rankings for the first time this year. KBCA gets you guys in at number 10 in the rankings, so obviously they're seeing the success that you guys are having, and you guys are going to try to continue that on Friday. You'll get Frankfurt for a first time, and they lost a lot of pieces from last year. They're a little bit down this year, but what's kind of the expectation for Friday against Frankfurt? How do you kind of keep that momentum rolling?
Well, it's a little thing. Frankfurt is one of those teams that, they're well coached, and they've gotten better as the season has gone on. And I mean, they're, the only problem they have is they're young, you know, and there's things that you can only learn and get better at with experience. And so they've been able to put some points up on the board lately, and you know, they'll have something up their sleeve. They're not just going to bow out as soon as the ball is tipped. Everybody plays hard in our league, and you know, we got to come ready to play. We got to do what we do and continue to get better at the little stuff, because that's what we want. It doesn't matter who you play, but you know, as a coach, you're not necessarily thrilled about a victory, no matter what the score is, because you're looking at the little things. You know, for me, it's are we in our gaps? Are we help side? Are we cutting our man off before they drive to the basket? All those little things, closing out, you know, in the corner and not giving up the baseline for us, and then execution on offense and being patient and not, you know, throwing up a bunch of threes. How we obviously we have, and we have to at certain points have to shoot from the outside, but you know, just being disciplined on offense. So, you know, it's there's always something to get better at, and you know, you always got to be positive. I mean, nobody would ever want to go through a season when all they hear is what they should do better. So, I mean, we have some fun, and we've got a good group of boys, and we've got to stay positive and always have that good outlook on everything.
There it is, Jonathan Rodvelt, boys basketball coach at Troy, continuing their strong run. 7 straight wins, 10 of their last 11. They enter the rankings this week by the KBCA, so a lot of positives moving forward. They try to continue that momentum Friday as they're at home against Frankfurt. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.